Giant FM, you're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and we've been talking about Doug Henthorn and what, oh my gosh, he just puts on one amazing show, and you could have the experience of seeing him perform right here at Blue River Memorial Park in Shelby County coming up this Friday along with the East Hills. And I'd like to welcome to the show now Doug Henthorn. How you doing, Doug?
I'm good, Penny. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. It's nice to hear your voice.
Same here.
So, you know, tell our listeners, you know, where are you from originally? Were you born in Indiana?
Well, yeah, I'm actually from Crawfordsville, born there, and, you know, kind of came to Indianapolis around 18 and, just kind of stuck around the Indy area ever since. And so here I am, still in Indiana.
Yes. So Crawfordsville, that's like Turkey Run territory, isn't it? Pretty close?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. We'd skip school and run up to Turkey Run or sometimes Shades Park.
Yeah, well, here, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
So would you think, because, you know, listening to your music and, you know, your last album was Cold Medicine, and we're going to talk a little bit coming up about Lament for the Band, but you've got such a, oh gosh, it sort of like takes you on a musical journey because it's so soothing to listen to your music. It's really soothing to the ear. You know, it keeps you going for
the
next step. Well, you're welcome. And, you know, and do you think your environment of growing up in the nature, running in Turkey Run and Shades had any influence on your music?
Yeah, I think it totally did. Whether I knew it at the time or not, you know, probably not. But yeah, I think my, you know, before my last record, you know, Healing Sixes was the band I was in for many years, and it was more of a, you know, rock thing, more of a straight rock band, and which was great, and I love that. But I always kind of had this kind of landscapey singer-songwriter stuff in my pocket that I was working on. And I think a lot of that has to do with the environment I grew up in, you know, as a kid. So it was nice to actually have an outlet for that, you know, with Cold Medicine.
Mm-hmm. When did you first pick up a guitar?
My folks got me a guitar for Christmas when I was 11. So, yeah. I should be a lot better on it than I am, considering how long I've had a guitar.
Oh, no, you're pretty good.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've toured with Joe Bonamassa and, you know, Beth Hart.
Right.
You know, you've been all over the world with that guitar and singing, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and it's weird because, you know, I started out as a guitar player and never really wanted to do anything but play guitar. But then just out of necessity, and you know how it is, like in bands over the years, you end up singing because, you know, everybody needs more people singing. So it's funny because over the past 10, 15 years or so, I really get more gigs as a singer than I do as a guitar player. Which is great, you know, which is cool. And speaking of, like, this Friday, with the East Hills, you know, I'll be doing kind of a solo acoustic thing myself first, and then I'm actually going to be playing electric guitar for the East Hills after I'm done with that set. So I'm kind of looking forward to doing both my singer-songwriter thing, and then just I get to plug in and turn up and rock.
That's awesome.
Those guys.
That's nice. A little bit of both.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Yes.
Yeah,
I get
the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and it's going to be, it's a nice setting, music in the park at the Blue River Memorial Park, so it's a nice place to
see
a show.
It looks cool.
It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nice. And so that will be nice, you know, for our listeners to check that out. Also, too, another, we were talking a little bit prior, too, another fun place to check out a show is at the Flatwater, you know, which you got the show solo up there.
Yeah, Flatwater, I'm there a week from this Saturday, and that's in Broad Ripple. Actually, if anybody remembers, like, the old Basbos in Broad Ripple, did you ever go there back in the day?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Like this dilapidated house back then, you know, but they've torn that all down and rebuilt, and now it's Flatwater, and have a pretty cool stage out there.
It is, it's nice.
You know, weather permitting, of course, this time of year, you just never know, but But that's one of my favorite places to play. That and Daddy Jack's, you know, up North Meridian and stuff. And the Noodle, you know, Slippery Noodle is always one of my favorite rooms as well.
We can't forget the Noodles. Too. No, it is one. It's, well, that's, right. That's my very favorite. I'll just go ahead and say it.
Right.
So, yeah. You know, everybody's different. But, yeah. But you know, how was, like, touring with Joe, you know, live and all over London, right?
Over about 4 weeks, played Luxembourg, Amsterdam, and then, like, spent a whole week in London doing different shows right around London, and it was great. It was great. It was kind of a whirlwind. They had been out already for, I don't know, a couple of weeks, and then I flew out there myself and met up with them in Luxembourg, and it was one of those kind of, you know, jet-lagged, show up and find my way to their hotel, and then, like, oh yeah, we got a show tonight, sold out, you know, good luck, you know, try to wake up in the meantime. Mm-hmm. And but it was great. Yeah, it was great. I just sang like I said, like I was saying earlier, it's like one of those weird things where, you know, Joe's a great guitar player. He obviously mm-hmm. doesn't need anybody else playing guitar. I would have been happy to play, you know, stay out of his way and play rhythm guitar, but I just ended up singing on that tour, which was weird for me because I didn't have anything in my hands. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not used to just standing there, and I don't, you know, I'm not a good dancer, Penny. I'm not a good dancer. I don't snap my fingers or anything. Uh-huh. You know,
you just sing.
Yeah, I just sing. But that was a great. That's that was good. A great experience because we played up some really cool halls. Played the Royal Albert Hall, the Hammersmith Apollo, and all these really awesome rooms in London, and not to mention, you know, Amsterdam and, and Luxembourg as well. So that was cool. Yeah, and that was about 3 or 4 weeks I was out on the road doing that with them. And that's out on a DVD.
Oh, cool.
By the way, too. I don't know. Yeah, Tour de Force is what it's called.
All right.
So
can we get that from your website?
No, you can get it from Joe's website.
Get from Joe's website?
yeah, and there's a link. My website does have a link to Joe's website where the Tour de Force is whatever available or for sale or at least to view, you know. So DougHenthorn.com.
There you go. So and all over the world, and you'll be right here in Shelby County on Friday with, you know.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yes, with the East Hills. Now, how long have you been playing with them?
Well, I actually I produced their first two records. I've been working with them for, man, 5 years, I guess, maybe six. You know how time is, time flies. I think it's been like five or six years. I produced their first two albums, and then, like, perform with them on occasion, you know, here and there. They've got plenty of guitar players in their band already, but but they kind of plug me in mm-hmm. on occasion when needed, and it's always a lot of fun. And those guys are great guys and great songwriters. I don't produce a lot of records, but I was excited to produce those guys because I really dig what they do. It's a real fresh take, I think. In their songwriting style and everything else. And they're good dudes. So that's important, too.
That is important. It makes it a whole heck of a lot better working with someone, huh?
Yeah. We're getting too old to work with jerks, Penny.
I know, right? You just got to wipe them people out, you know?
Boom. Yeah.
So the August, well, I'm just, you know, just being honest, August the 17th, you know, Music in the Park. It's going to be a great time, and it's a, you know, beautiful setting. So, and thankful to the Shelby Arts Alliance and the Shelbyville Parks Department for making this happen, along with a lot of great sponsors on that one. And anything else you'd like to share with our listeners, Doug?
No, Penny. I mean, that's it. I'm just really looking forward to the show this Friday, and I would just say if you're online and bored, go to my website if you want to know where I'm at. It's I keep my calendar updated,
so that's
a good place to catch up with me if you want to.
Checking out all your shows. So also too, you've got some music that people can listen to, and from your latest album, Cold Medicine. And one song that I found really pretty was Laminate for the Band. Tell us about that.
It's a song I wrote actually kind of towards the end of the Healing Sixes days. And well, okay, to, really quick, I did sang background vocals for a couple of John Hiatt records, and so got to go to Nashville and meet John, and I'm just a huge fan. I don't know if you're familiar with John Hiatt that much, but he's just one of the great songwriters, and actually from Indiana originally.
Ooh. Wow,
and,
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, I got to sing background vocals on a couple of his records, and I just kind of spent a lot of time in Nashville, you know, working on his records and meeting him, and he just kind of had a big influence on me at the time, and I kind of came back home after that and wrote this Lament for the Band song, which is kind of just a song about the demise of a band, which I think most every musician can relate to, and what I always call the burning of the pirate ship, you know, when the band falls apart. And so it's, I just kind of wrote a song. It's not really specifically about anyone, specifically, but it's kind of, I think it does have, it resonates a little bit, with some truth with how things kind of fell apart with the band I was in, and really every band I've ever been in that's fallen apart, which is, you know, let's be honest, all of them.
Yeah.
they all fall apart eventually.
You know. Just,
even the Rolling Stones will fall apart one day.
Right, you know? Right, so, right.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's nice about when you perform by yourself. You know, hopefully you won't fall apart, right?
Exactly. Hopefully you can keep it together. You
that's
know,
right.
That's all we can try to keep it together.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and introduce a song for our listeners.
Okay, thanks, Penny. Yeah, this song is called Lament for the Band. Please enjoy. I'm here.
The band was out of luck. They sold the van some gear and an old box truck. They just closed their eyes and kicked that one. The day they could pick a song, make them burn and churn, it wouldn't take them long to grab that golden pen and make them pay. But it's too late, out of time, and things have changed for the better. Well, Stu, he could spin a tune, have him crying for more until he hit that spoon. Stole a rented car and head down the road. Took a grand from his brother Dwight. He thought the band would hit and then he'd make it right. Now he's selling pipe at a head shop and muscle shows. But it's too late, out of time, and things have changed for the better. Just like you and me, to go on with hat in hand in torrential rain.
in the corner of a club in a drinking spot. You find a chewed up Polaroid with the most painful stain.